Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The left fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Engel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lacy moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck takes first base on ball four. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Harbeck moves to second. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Brunansky moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shelby. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Shelby steals second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Salas reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salas moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Gagne moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Salas scores. Gagne moves to third. Puckett moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Brunansky moves to second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smithson fires to first and picks off Wiggins. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Salas takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Smalley moves to third. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Salas hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Murray reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to third. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Shelby reaches third base with a triple. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shelby scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Frank Euphemia now pitching. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Alan Wiggins. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. There goes Dwyer. The throw from Salas to second, and Dwyer is out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Floyd Rayford now catching. Rich Dower now playing second base. Jim Dwyer now playing right field. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Davis now pitching. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Lynn steals second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Gaetti now playing third base. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Pardo pinch hits for Floyd Rayford. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pardo for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.